you today, Jesus. We love you today, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you. Every time I lift my voice, it's because of you. Every time I give you praise, it's because of you. Every time I bless your name, it's because of you. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt. Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you. Every time I lift my voice, it's because of you.
Every time I give you praise,
every time I give you praise, it's because of you.
I bless your name.
Every time I bless your name, it's because of you. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt. Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you.
It's because of you, Jesus.
Every time I lift my voice, it's because of you.
Oh, yeah. I give you praise.
Every time I give you praise, it's because of you.
And I bless your name.
Every time I bless your name, it's because of you. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship
Jesus.
You. We bless
Hallelujah.
Your name today. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Say you are.
You are the undefeated one.
My light
and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh,
they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent,
omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory,
my refuge,
the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
Shall break through. You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh,
when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through.
Strongholds
break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you, breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Yes. Oh yes. Hallelujah.
You are the undefeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Oh, yes.
Omnipotent,
omnipotent, almighty
defender,
my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through.
You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I live and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness,
breakthrough in my
you struggle.
You are the God. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough
in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God,
you are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh,
when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the
breakthrough in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I live and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit,
breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my
struggle. You are the God,
you are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise,
breakthrough when I lift and glorify
your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the
breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
It is so good to see you here today. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. Amen. Thank you so much for watching online. We've got some great things happening. If this is your first time, please text WELCOME to the number 440-276-5454. That's WELCOME to 276-5454. And that will also give you our electronic bulletin so you can follow along today. In that electronic bulletin are links for our small groups, very important things that we have going online right now. With those small groups, you can watch and participate and do all kinds of things through those links. And then also, you're able to give. Now, without the bulletin, you can also give by going to faith.gives. It's just type that into your browser, faith.gives, and give electronically. We appreciate that so much. We continue to reach out to our community to help others through this time and through this season. We're so thankful for what God is doing, and we have some very more exciting announcements to go. Sister Michelle, tell us all about the children's activities.
Yes, we have tons of children activities. If you will go to children.newlifeinchrist.com, you will be able to see everything that we are posting. We have special videos with fun activities for them to do. This one this morning at 10 o'clock, we have a special guest that's become a part of it. So please go on, watch those videos, comment, let us know that you saw it. So I know that your kids are getting something from the Word of God on these Sunday mornings. As much as I love reaching out to all you adults, I love those children, and Jesus loves them, and He wants them to know it. So get on that site. If you're just the first time hearing about this, good news. All of the past stuff is on there. You are welcome to go back, listen to their songs, watch their videos. I know Titus has enjoyed watching them and being a part of a couple of them. We miss your faces, but come be a part of that with us as we do our online Sunday school right there at children.newlifeinchrist.com.
Amen. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and we are going to have a drive-in service, and I want to see you there. Be there at the drive-in service. Come. You can stay in your car, listen on the radio, and see us. We'll smile and wave. It'll be our time to connect. be there for Mother's Day, bring a visitor with you. Have them come. Bring another carload of visitors with you. That would be great. So we'll have a gift for every mother that comes to honor you. But we want to see you here next Sunday in the parking lot. Prayer, I tell you what, the presence of God is in this place. The last 8 weeks, we have had such a holy anointing covering of the Spirit of God on this property.
Yes.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I can just feel the presence of God. I walk over here and I come into the sanctuary. He is so real. He is so real, and he's reaching for his people. I just want to say thank you to those of you who have spent time in our prayer room. It's open from 9 to 3 every day, from 6 to 8 in the evening. If you can come, come. We limit the number of people so it's safe. And we just pray together. If you have a prayer request, text it to pray.newlifeinchrist.com or to the phone number, and we will get that prayer request in our prayer room, and we'll be praying with you. God is doing great things.
Yes.
Great things through our prayer. We got a good report for Brother Hernandez this morning. They told his wife he had 2 days to live. He's been in the ICU on a ventilator for 40 days. And so they allowed her to come in and say goodbye. And then they called her this morning and said, we don't know what happened.
Hallelujah.
We don't know what happened. And he has been such a crucial piece to this church. We have never had him here. Most of you do not know him. But I tell you what, I believe God is doing a miracle in his life.
Yes.
However it ends up to be on this earth, God is doing a miracle in his life. This week, we're going to be praying for all of our families of New Life. But on Monday, we're going to pray for the Borer family. On Tuesday, the Todd family. On Wednesday, our missionaries, the Turner family. We need to keep them covered in prayer. The Seavers on Thursdays, and the Academy family of the Edgels on Friday. On that day, pray for that family specifically. Text them, send them a card, call them on the phone, let them know, hey, we're thinking about you. We haven't forgot about you. We're praying for you because God is doing great things. And I tell you, if you don't feel that urge to pray now, you never will.
Oh,
you never will. He is moving.
Yes,
in this place.
Is.
Could you pray with me right now? Jesus, we love you. Lord, we thank you for your miracle power and what you are doing all around the globe. We thank you for those that you've touched and healed. We thank you for those that you have brought through, God, the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, that you are always with us. No matter how our personal situations turn out, we know that you are always with us. We can trust in you. God, that you would touch all of our families of New Life this week.
Yes.
Lord, and those special that we're praying for, that you would just provide their financial needs, provide their relationship needs, provide the needs in their home for the healing, God, and the strength. God, we ask that you would just cover them right now. Those that are at home watching online, that they would feel your presence in their rooms, in their living rooms, in their houses right now, the way that we feel it in this sanctuary today. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. You are sovereign, and we can trust you, God. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you. Thank you, God, that your presence is in this house right now. We love you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We lift you high today.
Hear our cry. Be lifted high in this land. Hear our cry. Lord, we want you. No one else will do in this place. Oh, yeah. Oh. Chains are broken, eyes are open, miracles are in this place. Hearts are mended, grace extended, miracles.
Hear our cry, be lifted high in this place.
In every home, Jesus.
Lord, we want you, no one else will do. in this place. Chains are broken, eyes are open, miracles are in this place. Hearts are mended, grace extended, miracles
fear now, here chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence.
Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Chains fall, fear bow, heal now. Jesus, you change everything. I'm healed, whole, found, here now. Jesus, you change everything.
Oh, you change everything. Oh, life's healed.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's worship the Lord for a moment here today. Let's worship Him and the beauty of His holiness. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. We are so excited about next Sunday, Mother's Day. It's going to be a tremendous time, and we want you there. We want you to be here and a part of that. We're continuing going to drive-in service so that everyone can feel like they can come. You can sit in the safety of your car. I know some people are ready to start putting this behind us and get back together, and that's great. Went out driving a little bit yesterday, and all the parking lots were filled. There were lines waiting to get into places and all kinds of stuff, and just there was traffic that was busy. I know a lot of folks are ready to go back, but we also know that some folks aren't quite ready, and so we're having a drive-in service starting next week on Mother's Day, so everybody can come. You can stay in the safety of your car, but yet come together in fellowship and communion with the body of Christ. And so we're looking forward to that great time next week as we honor our mothers. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go this morning to the scripture we've gone to for a couple of weeks, 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18, it says, "But there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Fear is an indicator of how much Christ's love has worked in our lives. And so let's look at this today. We're going to do a little bit of review here just so that we understand and go from there. So God bless you today. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. In the Hebrew, the word that's translated most often into fear is yara, but it doesn't literally mean fear in the Hebrew. It actually means the flowing of the gut. The flowing of the gut. It has to do with the emotion that is brought on oftentimes with fear, but other things also produce that kind of emotion. So being scared or being caused to be afraid, it will produce that kind of emotion, that kind of swelling within ourselves. We all understand what that's about, but that's the kind of thing that happens. And so the Hebrew word literally means that. And so because that's Eastern culture versus Western culture, the translators, when they brought it to English, put it to what kind of thing that produces, not necessarily the emotion. And so what that does is it explains to us why this word can seemingly have two meanings, because in Genesis, it says, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid. And so that word is translated afraid unto fear. And then in Deuteronomy, it says, ye shall fear the Lord your God and serve him. So many times, many Sunday school teachers and pastors have spent a great deal of time trying to explain why we're supposed to fear the Lord, and we're talking about fear under reverence. But that's really our English explanation, because what it's saying is when we get into the presence of the Lord, it ought to do something. It ought to move us emotionally. It ought to move us. It ought to do something inside of us. That when we get into his presence, that shakes our being, that moves our very being. And so that's what it's all about. And then we went to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, which is the second problem with the word fear. And that is Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so because we feel like the Lord can't have fear, we talk about this is our fear of the Lord. But the Hebrew construct is actually Yirat Elohim, and that is the fear of the Lord, or the Lord's fear. But again, fear is the English translation of the Hebrew emotion. And so what it's not about is not the Lord have fear. It's what moves the Lord. What moves him is the beginning of wisdom. That's what moves him, what the foundation, what that feeling comes to. And so we've been talking about is how we allow situations in life, when that emotion comes to us, whether we move to fear or whether we move to faith, whether we allow those things to come into our life, whether it moves us to terror, whether it moves us to negative emotion, or whether it moves us to a positive emotion called faith. Amen. And so that comes into the aspects of that. Where does it go? And so when we find ourselves in those moments when our being is being moved by our situation, when we find ourselves in the terror of the night, when we find ourselves in those moments that we're turning to fear, we can turn to scriptures like it says, I cried unto the Lord in the midst of my distress, and he heard me. I cried unto the Lord in the midst of my distress, and he called me out. He pulled me out. And that becomes our understanding of saying, wait a minute, why? Because if we go back to 1 John 4:18, we've got to learn how to handle this emotion. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And so we've got to allow ourselves, we've got to allow the Holy Spirit, we've got to allow the word of the Lord, not just to be able to practice with it, not just do this. This isn't a self-improvement program. This is allowing God's Spirit, allowing his word to come into our life and begin to perfect us. And so when we begin to feel the terror of the moment, when we begin to fear the fear that comes into situations that should not be, then we begin to cry on the Lord. Last week, we talked about how fear begins to spread, so that fear is not just, we don't have just fear, if somebody goes to fear, and I'm not talking about having respect for the virus or being concerned or being imbalanced and saying, you know what, I'm going to wash my hands, but God's going to protect me. But going to a point of fear with the virus, what that will do is then that fear will begin to wake up in other areas of your life. You'll not just be afraid of the virus. You'll not be just living in terror of the virus. You'll also begin to fear for your finances and fear for relationships and fear for all other areas in your life. Why? Because fear spreads. But the good news is faith spreads. The good news is faith spreads. When I begin to allow faith to come into my life, when I begin to allow faith to come in and begin to work in my life, all of a sudden, think about this when you begin to walk with God, when you begin to start your journey with God, you had faith to believe, you had faith to be baptized, you had faith to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you had faith to start tithing. It starts to spread, and you say, wait a minute, God healed me of my headache, He can heal me of my backache. God healed me of my backache, He can heal me of cancer. God healed me of cancer, He can heal my heart disease. And we just keep moving forward in faith and see what God can do next. So when challenges come, rather than coming to fear, we go to faith. This is the idea. This is the concept. This is where God wants His children. Amen. We're not here to say, you know, we're not here to talk about, this isn't about showing concern. You know, a doctor looked at me and said, I had cancer. I would ultimately, very much so, be concerned. I wouldn't be flippant with my conversation. Oh, doc, I'm not gonna take your word seriously because, you know, no. Doc, I have cancer. But here's the deal. I'm going to follow through the procedures. But my faith, my hope, my trust is not in the procedures. My faith, my hope, and trust is not in the medicine. Because if God doesn't allow the medicine to work, the medicine isn't going to work. But God's still a healer whether I take medicine or not. God's still a healer whether I follow the procedures or not. I know ultimately where my help cometh. My help cometh from the Lord, ruler and maker of everything. I want to talk to you today about what else fear does. Fear isolates. Fear isolates. Fear produces negative emotions. Fear spreads. And fear isolates. What begins to happen is fear causes things in our lives to be challenged. And oftentimes that causes us to recoil, to step back, if you would. To step back and step away from situations and step away from people. Why? Because fear causes us to protect ourselves. But some things about ourselves don't need protected. Some things about myself don't need protected. Amen. Fear will cause me to challenge my will. Each one of us have a will. Some people, this is a highly more sophisticated thing, a highly more driven thing, something that's greater percentage of their total personality. But my will is what I have planned to happen. And so sometimes we set out in this course of what we think will happen. And we've got this plan and this plan and this plan and this plan. And then all of a sudden, something comes along to challenge that. And fear grips us. You know, maybe, and I'm not talking about necessarily sinful things. Maybe you've put into your budget, you know what? I'm going to get that car I've been wanting, but I'm going to pay off this bill, and I'm going to pay off this bill, and then I'm going to have the money to get this car. And then all of a sudden, there comes a doctor bill. And fear begins to grip us more than the fear of the sickness. Fear begins to grip us because it's threatening our plan. It's threatening our desire. It's offsetting what we had set into place, into motion. That's what fear does, is it begins to push back. Fear also affects our identity. because things come along to challenge us. We played a game when we were kids called King of the Mountain. I don't recommend it. You know, climb to the top of the monkey bars. You know, otherwise known as the arm-breaking machine on the playground. How many people have had their arms broken because of the monkey bars? I know now they don't have, you know, everything's padded and plastic and protected, but then we had dangerous things, like the Wheel of Fear. Let's see who we can throw off of this bad boy. You know, we had a 12-foot metal slide in my playground at school. You climb to the top of that baby on a hot summer day. And as you slid down, you smelled the smell of burning flesh. But we got to the top of the monkey bars or whatever, and we would play King of the Mountain or get to the top, and somebody had to throw you off. But sometimes in life, we're playing King of the Mountain with other people around us. Because we've built ourselves up. We've built up our own identity. We've built up our own skill base of what we think is the way we are and how important we think we are and how valuable we are. And then somebody comes along to pull us off the top of the mountain. And the truth is, sometimes we need to be pulled off the top. I don't think necessarily God called us to play King of the Mountain with our own identity. Amen. Sometimes fear attacks our security. So we have different things. Different things produce security in our life. And whether it's our nest egg or our relationships or our job or our church, or things bring about security in our life. And then all of a sudden, life turns and begins to threaten the thing that brings security in ourselves. Fear shakes us in insecurity. And then sometimes people come along and threaten the most difficult thing, and that is our sin kingdoms. Sin kingdoms, if they find out my hidden sins, if they find out the secret sin, if they find out what's really going on, if they find out what I'm really been hiding, sometimes it's sinful things. Sometimes it's adultery. Sometimes it's fornication. Sometimes it's other things, perversion and things like that. But sometimes it's just simple things like pride. Simple things like jealousy. Simple things like unforgiveness. Simple things like hatred. Sin kingdoms in our life. And sometimes people come along and they begin to threaten these areas in our life. And fear grips us. And we respond in ways we wouldn't normally respond. And one of the negative ways we respond is isolation. It's isolation. Well, I'm going to pull myself back. Why? I'm recalling. I'm protecting. I'm guarding. Because I can't trust. My trust has been broken. Not because that person is not trustworthy. They may be the greatest friend I ever have by revealing this thing in my life. They may have been sent by God to reveal something in my life. Amen. Well, I just can't believe somebody in the church would say that. They may have been sent by God unknowingly to themselves to reveal something in us. But we recoil back. Because rather than going into the self-examination
and asking ourselves, why did this hurt so badly? Why did this threaten my kingdom so badly? We point fingers, recoil back, protect self, protect flesh, protect carnality. It's what fear does. That's what fear does. But I want to take you back to the end of that phrase. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. If somebody calls me a name that's not true about me, does it bother me? In other words, if you were to call me a racist, would that bother me? No. Why? Because I'm not a racist. My assessment of you is that you do not know me well enough. You've not been around me long enough to learn my heart. You see what I'm saying? You don't know me. It doesn't bother me because what you say isn't true. It only bothers you when somebody calls you something that is true. Hello? I'm trying to be polite. I'm trying to get into stuff. But somebody calls you whatever name and you feel like it can be true. That causes something, that threatens, that causes fear to rise up in you, and you may act out in anger, or you may act out into sullen or isolation. It'll either cause you to go forward, or it will cause you to isolate yourself. But sometimes, what we've got to do is say, wait a minute here. We got to go back to Paul's experience. I'm okay on time. I'm watching the time here closely. I'm going to talk fast. But look at Paul's experience. Paul went, he started out in the beginning part of the scripture, we discover Paul is Saul, chasing down the church, prisoning them, holding the coats while they stone Stephen to death. This is Saul. God does a mighty work in his life. Renames him Paul. Paul goes about evangelizing the then known world. Evangelizing the then known world. Look at this. It's amazing. No technology, no cell phones, no airplanes. The word of God goes throughout Asia. Sometimes we don't realize just how far it went because we, as North American Christians, study our lineage of Christianity through the Roman Catholic Church. But there was other empires, there was other paths of Christianity as it went to other parts of the world. To the point that even today there's still 5 million apostolics who believe just like us in China. It's incredible. And so there's these paths, there's these things, but Paul did all this stuff. And so then he's now a prisoner on a ship going to what will likely be his death. And the storm comes and the boat's capsized and he lands on this island, a very superstitious people. And the concept of what was happening here is they had this thing, and I don't remember what it was called specifically. It had a term, but they believed in this idea that these prisoners who were on their way to their judgment was now punished by God and shipwrecked, verifying the evilness of their heart. that fate had played this part on them, and the gods, so to speak, had confirmed and seasoned their destiny. And so here they are. Paul is now on the island. Paul is now on the island. And he's gathering up sticks to start a fire to help warm up these prisoners that have swum for their lives to this island and the few that have survived. And the people, the natives on the island, here he's a prisoner. The shipwreck happened. And now a snake jumps out of the fire and bites Paul. In a very elementary idea, it was, you know, what a term that we would use, but not necessarily from that island, karma. Karma has bit him. And they said he must be a murderer. He must have done evil things. He must have done everything he's been accused of. He must have done it all. But what did Paul do? He shook it off in the fire. Why did he shake it off in the fire? Because perfect love cast out all fear. Everything the people on the island was accusing him of was absolutely true at one point in his life. He was a murderer. He was a murderer. However, he who started a work in Paul was able to complete it. You see, when we begin to understand and say, wait a minute, what you're accusing me of has been put underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. What you're accusing me of may have been in my past, but I have a God who's now working in my present and in perfecting my future. You may be defining me of where I've come from. You may be defining me of what I have done, but there has been a God who's separated me from my past. There's been glorious waters of baptism that separated me from the confines and the bondage of Egypt. I have been put in the blood of Jesus Christ. I have been buried in his name. I have gone through the waters of separation. No more has hell have any hold on me. I want to tell you that there's something different in my life today. In other words, love has been doing a work in my spirit. Love has been doing a work in my spirit. Psalms 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He started a work. He started a work. He started a work. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so situations come into our life. Moments come into our life. Things happen in our life that reveal to us that God's still at work. Things happen in our life to reveal to us. We feel back that old feeling of fear. It grips us. It comes out as anger or comes out as regret. Fear begins to grip us and get into our spirit. Sometimes we begin to isolate ourselves. We begin to withdraw. We begin to protect the flesh. We begin to protect the carnality. We begin to protect it. And God says, wait a minute. Don't curse. Don't curse what I sent. Because what the devil meant for bad, I'm so glad God meant it for my good. When love has completed its perfect work in me, you might back me against the ropes. You might accuse me of things after things after things. But the most frustrating thing to the accuser of the brethren is when the accusations no longer hurt. When we come to the place, you say, oh, that got me yesterday. When you called me that yesterday, when you called me a murderer yesterday, when you called me a backslider yesterday, when you called me a backbiter yesterday, when you called the jealous, when you called out the rage, when you called out the emotions, the negative emotions in my life yesterday, Satan, it bothered me. But today, I've got a new word for you. Today, Satan, the word I have for you is liar. Because you could call me a child, but it's been a long time since I've been a child. So if you call me a child today, you're nothing more than a liar. I may have been murderous with my words or difficult in my spirit or showed hate or unforgiveness yesterday, but today, my sins have been placed in the sea of God's forgetfulness. Today, when you call me those things, Satan, you're nothing more than a good-for-nothing liar. You're a liar. Satan, you're a liar. Because God's doing a work in me. God's doing a work in me. It's His love is working. It's casting out all fear. His love is casting out all fear. One by one, he's removing the pains of yesterday. One by one, he's separating me from my past. One by one, he's giving me a new identity, his identity. One time, one after another, he's replacing my self-righteousness with his righteousness. I was a liar, that's true, but I'm not anymore. You, sir, Satan, are the liar. And when you come to buffet my flesh, I'm going to allow God to do a work. Because I'm not going to fear anymore. I'm not letting it grow in my life anymore. I'm not letting you give me a foothold. Because when you give a mouse some cheese, he's coming back for more. And I'm never going to let fear isolate me again. Why? Because His love is doing a work. His love is doing a work. I wonder if everybody in the sound of my voice, unless you've got both wheels on a steering wheel, would you raise your hands right now to our Savior and say, Lord, right now, I want to receive your love. I want to see your receive your love in a way that it begins to cast out fear in my life. I want to receive love in a way that it begins to cast out fear. I want to receive love in a way that it begins to cast out fear, that my trust and my hope and my faith begins to be built up. I trusted you for my salvation. I trusted you in the waters of baptism. I trusted you and received the gift of your Spirit. I trusted you and started living this holy life. Lord, I'm going to trust you with more. I'm going to trust you with my identity. I'm going to trust you with my emotions. I'm going to trust you with my very being and the very essence of my being, because perfect love cast out all fear. In Jesus' name.
Oh, how He loves you and me.
That's his goal. He doesn't want his children running around being threatened with fear. He doesn't want his children. He wants his children to be secure in who they are. To many as received them, to them gave he, to them gave he power. To them gave, I'm getting the pronouns mixed up, to become the sons of God. He gave them power to become the sons of God, to rule and reign, be ambassadors with him. Does that sound like somebody that's always protecting themselves and always running in fear, always running? No, no, this is what God has for you. And I promise you, if you'll let him, his love will begin to work and do a work in your life. If you've never received Christ, I invite you to do so today. If you've never returned from your sins, turn from. That's what repent means, to turn from your sins. Make that commitment today. If you've never been baptized in the precious name of Jesus, I invite you to do that today. Allow those waters of baptism to separate you. It's a place of separation from the world. That's what it implies. That's what happened at the Red Sea. It separated Israel from Egypt. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I invite you, wherever you're at today, all you need to do is just raise your hands and say, God, I want everything you have for me. And just begin to worship him, and God will fill you with the Holy Spirit right where you're at. Allow faith to begin to move forward in your life. Allow faith. You can always tell faith is about moving forward in God. Fear is about moving backwards. Faith is always about moving forward. Allow faith to begin to do its work in your life. Next Sunday, Mother's Day, I want everybody here. Get in your cars, come out. Amen. If you're concerned about your health, ride in your own car. Keep your windows up. We're not gonna do anything. You can stay in your car. We want to keep you as safe as you want to be. Others might feel okay with getting out and about, but if you need to stay in your car, stay in your car. We'll not make you feel bad about it. Just stay. Just come. Just come. That's the important thing. Come. 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 Come to the house of the Lord. Come. Amen. God's going to do a great work here next Sunday. God bless you. Amen. Tonight, worship live, 6 o'clock. Come worshiping. Come ready to pray. Make it your prayer room wherever you're at. Let's pray together. Let's be in the presence of the King. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Oh, how he loves you. And oh, how he loves you.